This man began his television stand-up debut with us 25 years ago.
Didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Very talented actor. Nobody funnier. Ladies and gentlemen, Norm MacDonald.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. I mean, if something is true, it is not sentimental. And I say in truth, I love you. Oh.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
No wonder we have a society full of, you know, entitled big children.
Can you climb a rope now?
Could I climb a rope now? Are you kidding me? The only thing I was worried about in those damn gym classes was keeping my boner under control. That's the only thing that I had to worry about.
Yes.
When, and, you know, I mean, because...
Hi, Brian, it's your mom.
Hi, Brian, it's your boner. I'd like to talk to you about a very special collection that I've been saving. It's been in the back of my childhood closet. Sounds interesting.
Do tell. Go on.
I don't think anybody in the world has this particular collection intact. You've piqued my interest. May I say more? A little bit about Madonna? Madonna, you say? Yes, yes. Who was the other guy in it?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty? Warren Beatty at Largo, yes indeed.
Is she hawking her eye mask right away?
Hawking her eye mask in ASMR
immediately.
Voice.
Immediately. So, to begin with, I have this product.
To start off with, Bud Light has 17 calories. That cool, refreshing taste you've come to know.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Kristen. And
happy
holidays. Holidays. You always blow that. Let's try that again. I'm Brian. This is Kristen. And
happy holidays.
Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. The Commercial Break.
The Commercial Break.
As my son would say, thank you for joining us. We're so excited to have you aboard. I was thinking about something me and my twin brother were talking over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
We don't do a lot of that, so I thought. Actually, we went out to dinner, which was really nice. Yeah. I don't get a lot. When you have kids, you know, you don't get a lot of a huge opportunity to spend a lot of time with other people besides your children.
Right.
Or outside of your children, you don't get to spend a lot of time with people that you love. It's just the reality of having small children, and especially during the time of you know, the before times and the after times of
it
coronavirus.
Is the before and the after.
That's correct. So I had an opportunity to go and have a nice dinner with my twin brother. He says, you know what I want for my birthday? I want you to come sit fucking down without your kids and have dinner with me. And I said, that sounds horrible, but I guess I'll suffer through it. What do we got to talk about? We're twins. So we did that and I had a very nice dinner. And he reminded me about something that I had forgotten a long time ago. And that is the Arnold Schwarzenegger physical fitness test.
Oh, I remember that.
He thought I was going to make some big family revelation. He reminded me that the priest diddled my fiddle back in second grade. He reminded me that I shouldn't tease about that.
No.
That's been there, done that. He reminded me of the Arnold Schwarzenegger physical fitness test.
That's right.
Do you remember this?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I remember this too. And looking back on it, like when I was going through it, you know, third through fifth grade or however long it lasted, you know, for a whole 4 years.
Yeah.
When I was going through it, I thought it was like I was really accomplishing something.
Yes.
I felt like getting these awards was incredible because you get an award.
You do.
For those of you that don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't need to tell you who Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Yes.
No matter when you're born, you know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is. Terminator. He teamed up with the first Bushes or the Clintons to make this award that basically PE teachers would give their students, and it was called the Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award for doing certain tasks.
Yeah, it was like a pull up.
Yeah. Climb a rope three feet
climbing
tall.
Climbing a rope, I was always like, God.
Touch a wall, walk to the bathroom.
Right.
I mean, it was the most ridiculous of stuff. Roll over once, do two sit-ups, you know, lift your arms above your head. And each time you would do something, you would get an Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award for whatever, you know, rope climb, wall touch, you know, ball throw.
Yes.
And now, I just can't imagine how desperate the administration or Arnold Schwarzenegger, the people in charge of our health here in the United States, like, you know, must have been at the time looking at the growing waistlines of American children going, shit.
Yeah, we got to do something.
We got to get them to do one sit up.
Right.
How are we going to do that? Let's give them a piece of paper signed by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
It was the stupidest fucking thing. You look back on it now, it's accomplishing nothing. We did nothing. You didn't. I mean, basically, it was show up and don't fall down.
Yeah, exactly. Just make some type of activity, exercise.
I went back and I watched some of these Arnold Schwarzenegger commercials or the PSAs that he would put together for the physical fitness awards.
Yes.
It made you thought you were winning like the Iron Man competition when you were doing these awards. I mean, Arnold really had everybody convinced that this was, you know, this is going to be great for your waistline. It's going to be great for your brain. What I want you to do is one sit up. Oh, you only went halfway. It's okay. No problem. Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to go touch wall. Oh, congratulations. You touch wall. Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award. Ronald Reagan. Now I sound like Henry Fonda. Ronald Reagan appreciates all of your hard work and your effort. You are now champion physical fitness man. The truth was, it was just things that we can normally do in our, you know, touch, you know, tie your shoe. Tie my shoe? How is that giving me a physical fitness? Walk once around the gym. Walk once around the gym?
Yeah.
Should have been like run a mile in, you know, 3 minutes. That's when you get the Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award.
Well, they were just trying to get something going.
Made me feel
something going.
Makes me feel less than. No wonder we have a society full of, you know, entitled big children.
Can you climb a rope now?
Could I climb a rope now? Are you kidding me? The only thing I was worried about in those damn gym classes was keeping my boner under control. That's the only thing that I had to worry about.
Yes.
When, and you know, I mean, because.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Hi, Brian. It's your boner. Because I do remember a specific incident in, let's say, fourth or fifth grade. When we were doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger, first of all, PE was a nightmare for me. I liked it, but it was a nightmare for me because I had to wear short shorts and I got hair on my legs at age 6, right? I had like a full bush on my legs at age 6. I was just a hairy motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
And it all started coming in real early. And so I had hair long before any other boys had hair. I had hair everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like the monster man of OLA. I just was fucking
man child.
And people would make fun of me. I also had this weird run. Like I have a weird gait anyway. I kind of walk strangely. Like one of my hips is kind of cocked the wrong way.
Okay.
So when I would run, I would just kind of like, I would just like swing to the left a little bit. And I'll never forget that there were a bunch of girls in fifth grade. We were playing basketball in PE and I was running up and down the court. And people were laughing. The girls were laughing. The girls that I want, that I thought were attractive, like, right. you know, the, my girls, the girls yes. I wanted attention from. and they were all laughing. And so when I came off the court, right, and they were like, why do you run so weird? And I was like, what do you mean run so weird? And they were like, you run really weird. It's actually kind of funny. Like one of these Aww. Girls did. And I was like, oh, man, as if the hair on my balls, my yeah. ass and my legs wasn't enough. Now I run weird.
School can be a cruel place.
It's very cruel. So the physical fitness day comes and I am excited to get an Arnold Schwarzenegger award for anything. Right. Yeah. And the coach calls me up to go do the rope climb, the knot Ooh. Rope climb. That's got knots in it. Right.
Yeah. The knots.
So it's not that hard. And it's only 10 feet tall. It's like, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
But I have a raging heart on and I will never forget this. I have a raging heart on, not for any particular reason, but because my little, my little 11-year-old cock decides it's going to wake up and give me a boner, right? right? And I'm like, fuck, man, what do I do? So what I did was, and this is, I shit you not, this is what I did. I actually fell over and laid down.
Oh, you played dead?
I played dead. I played possum. The coach was like, what's wrong with you?
I can't
you?
Do it.
And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you got to get up and do the. And I was like, I can't. I can't get up. And he's like, do I need to call the nurse? And I was like, no. No nurse involved. Just give me a few minutes and I'll be better. I'll never forget rolling over on my face. So my boner was facing the ground. And I just faked nothing specific. I was just like.
I'm not doing it.
So when everybody else got the award, the physical fitness award for the rope climb. I did not get the physical. I didn't because the coach said, I'm sorry, you didn't do it. Yeah. He's like, you know, if you
all you had to do,
all you had to do was just climb one knot. Yeah. You just had to get on there. Yeah. And he's like, what's wrong with you? I think he might have caught on like toward the end. He was kind of like, all right, well, whatever. Lay down on the ground and you can put your boner into the court.
It's so funny to talk with you about all this because as a girl, and I did not have brothers growing up, I had no clue all of this was happening to the boy's apparatus.
Yes.
While we were like in gym, say, in fifth grade, I had no clue to even like look and notice and whatever. So
gym, the lunchroom, it was a constant, it was a constant nightmare because it like.
I asked Jeff about this dude. He was like, oh yeah.
It's like living totally happened. Yeah, it's like living in San Francisco. You never know when the earthquake's going to come. There's always this underlying sense of doom that's yeah. coming, right? And it's, and to me at least, and I'm sure that Jeff, this would resonate with most guys.
Yeah.
It happened so frequently between fourth grade and really all through high school.
Now.
Now I got to convince him to get up. Back then, it just went on its own. It just had a life of its own. It wasn't because we were horned up.
Right.
It was because the yes. blood flew to the penis for some reason. And yeah. then all of a sudden,
saying hello.
It was inevitable that when you had an erection, you were going to be asked to walk somewhere for some reason. Stand up in front of the class, give your little speech, walk down the hallway, go to the principal's office. And then you had this little like man, you know, young man boner running around. And it was just an embarrassing fact of life. And yes, the girls didn't understand. They didn't know. And the last right. thing I wanted to do was show
was
them.
Was alert them to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I didn't want to alert them to the tiny penis that was underneath this thing. I didn't even know what I was thinking. I mean, you know, I wouldn't know what to do with it if I had it. I just knew that this thing was out of control.
Right.
I was so relieved when I got home sometimes. I was so relieved that my boner could do whatever it wanted to do and I could just be upstairs under the covers watching TV. Right. That's all I wanted was to get home and hide my boner because it just was it had a life of its own. And I'm sure that most men can resonate with this.
Sure.
And I'm positive. Really, even in my 20s, sometimes I'd be working at the restaurant and a boner would pop at the most inconvenient of times.
I'm not going to take your order.
Hi. I am Brian.
I'm Brian.
Welcome to the River Room. And I'd be standing at the table and just be popping a tent under the apron. Like the apron would just be sticking up. So, you know those little black books, the little checkbooks, right?
Yeah,
I had an apron and it had of three course. Pockets. It had one in the middle and two on the side for all that stuff. So, what I would do is I just put one in the middle. So, I'd be walking around with this big black checkbook flying out, disconnected from me by 2 inches. It literally looked like I took a pen and stuck it underneath my, and just like this. And I could. There was nothing you could do about it. You couldn't convince it to go away. You couldn't. The more you thought about other things to make it go away, the more that it just raged, right? So, you know, they say, you know, think about baseball, think about baseball, think about baseball, right? You think about baseball and the boner would get harder and stay there longer. It was like, it just almost defied you. It was pissed at you for some reason and it wanted to embarrass you. It wanted to announce its presence it wherever really it went. Yeah. Now I understand why women hate men so much. It's because we really do have two heads and one of them brains. Just doesn't even know what it's doing. It's,
right.
Or it does know exactly what it's doing. It's like, I'll show you table number 44. I'd have like a couple of Gertrudes at the table, 104 years old. Welcome to the River Room. Can I tell you the special thing? Hi, is that a boner? Oh, look at that Gertrude and that cutie's got a boner.
Still got it.
Still got it. Thank God I got my hair did.
That's right.
Did you see his little man boner? Is that on the menu? No, it's not. Can I have a coffee stir right out of your apron? Yep. Why did the check holder arrive at our table 5 seconds before you did?
Are you ready for your check?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, watch all the videos, listen to all the audio, all from one place at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Couple things that I want to get through.
Okay.
You know, I know these messages are long and I'm sorry that they are, but we want to let you know what's going on here at The Commercial Break. And by the way, a lot of people are communicating with us on the back channel. I hate that word, but I guess the back channel. Texting us at 661-BEST-2-YO. Mm-hmm. That's the word best, the number 2-Y-O. Best to yo, 661.
I love it.
I love it too. And so people are texting us. We've had a few people that have already gotten their stickers or secured their stickers. Stickers will be in here in the next week, but they've secured.
They pre-ordered.
They did. They sent us pictures of their receipts and were with their Fume or their Magic Spoon or HelloFresh or whatever it is. So thank you very much. Here's what's going on with the stickers.
Okay.
Because Chrissy and I know how valuable you believe commercial break swag to be, and because the only commercial break swag that currently exists are these two mugs, we have decided that we would like to give back to our community, our loving community mm-hmm. of commercial break people. So here's what we're doing. We're putting a series of stickers together. It's going to change every month or two. When we run out of one sticker, we'll move on to the next different designs. They'll be numbered. So right now we're on number one.
Numbered.
Yeah. And we are going to give those away only in a couple of different ways. The first is you find us at one of our on-site locations. Chrissy and I are going to be doing a number of things out there in the world. You find us upcoming. This time is MemphoFest mm-hmm. on October 1st through the 3rd. Go to MemphoFest.com for more information or for tickets. We're partnered with CastBox to go to MemphoFest. We're going to be doing live from Fireside from there in a couple different episodes. Come and meet us. We'll give you one of those stickers. Number two, You can subscribe, rate, or review on your podcast provider of choice. Send us a screenshot of that to 661-BEST-2-YO, and we will, and make sure you send your address and your name, and we will send you a sticker. Or number three, you can purchase one of the products or services our sponsors provide, and you can send us a receipt or a picture of you with that product, so using that product, using that service, and send that screenshot to 661 or photo 661-BEST-2-YO. That's three ways you can get a sticker. And when they're done, they're done. When number one is gone, it's gone. Yeah. So you want to collect all of them, because as if you learned anything from me and my story about the Dick Tracy collectible items that I had back as a teenager, I collected all 12 McDonald's Dick Tracy cups.
Yeah.
If you've learned anything about that story, it's that you don't want to miss the boat on these collectible things, because once they're gone, they're gone. And I unfortunately didn't cash in on that Dick Tracy collection. But if I had it, I'm sure that I would have made a lot of money, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You could have taken it to the Antiques Roadshow like that.
Sotheby's, how can I help you? Yeah, man, it's Brian Greene. Indeed. I'd like to talk to you about a very special collection that I've been saving. It's been in the back of my childhood closet. Sounds interesting.
Do tell. Go on.
I don't think anybody in the world has this particular collection intact. You've piqued my interest. May I say more? A little bit about Madonna? Madonna, you say? Yes, yes. Who was the other guy in it?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty at Largo. Yes, indeed. Oh, my gosh. I'm tickled in my pickle. Tell me more. You've got to tell me. What collection is it? It's all 12 Dick Tracy McDonald's cups. Dick Tracy, you say? Click. Hello? Hello? Must have had a heart attack.
He was so excited.
He was so excited. He had a boner too.
He did. He just couldn't stay on the line.
He was just like, oh my, beklempt. He was like, what do I do?
Yeah. I've never heard this.
It's a once in a lifetime auction. All 12 McDonald's cups, you say? All 12, you say? I do. With the Coca-Cola stains still at the bottom of them. Oh! We'll fetch millions, nay, billions. I'm calling Jay-Z right now. He loves this type of stuff. So,
yeah. So get your stickers.
Get your stickers. That's what you want to do. You want to get your stickers. Send your screenshots to 661-BEST-2-YO. Go to Instagram at The Commercial Break. Our next contest is starting soon. And if you want more information, go to at The Commercial Break on Instagram. We are going to give away more cold, hard cash. And we'll tell you more about that on Instagram and in upcoming episodes. Okay, here you go. This is what I want to talk to you about today.
Oh, okay.
I have been deep in the annals of the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And I have found a particularly disturbing, I think, trend that's going on. It's been going on for a long time, actually. It's nothing new under the sun to anybody that pays attention to YouTube or the internet. Uh-huh. There is a subset of YouTubers out there that do something called ASMR. And so that I don't get it wrong, I'll explain exactly what it is.
I've heard of this.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which I believe is bullshit for annoying sounds on an oversensitive microphone. It's not scientific. It might be, yeah. Right? I think that's the sense that you get chills, like physical response happens in when a noise, when
from
you hear
center?
Something, yeah, from your nerve center, which for me is my penis. Oh, here comes my nerve center.
Quick, back
to the bed, under the covers. Quick, jump on the basketball court, boner down. I mean, just imagine me flopping like a fish. The coach being like, what are you doing? I can't do it. I don't know. Are you scared? No. Should I call the nurse? Nah, not necessary. I'm pretty sure I'm dead, but I'll be back in a second.
I'll be good in a minute.
It's a heart attack. At age 11? Yes. It's the big one.
So autonomous sensory audio response, whatever bullshit, right?
Okay.
So it's a physical response to a noise that you hear or noises that you hear. And there are millions and millions and millions of people around the world who are listening to these ASMR videos. There are a couple people who are very famous for doing this, YouTubers who are famous and rich because they're doing these auditory videos on YouTube where they make all kind of different noises. Now they can there's a couple different kinds.
Okay.
There's kinds that just make one particular noise. They might be like, "Today we're going to scratch the microphone." Right? And then they scratch the microphone.
Okay.
And then there are kinds that set up scenarios, right? You're at the doctor getting a rectal exam.
Oh. Sounds
okay.
Fun-ish.
And then there are those who I think are doing this specifically for the purpose of getting you aroused, right? Mm. It's a kind of a sexy thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
I'm licking your back. Oh, something for everybody, as I like to say.
I'm rubbing your boner over your apron. But they all whisper. They're all in this obnoxious voice. Now, I have to be clear about this. I know that the ASMR is so popular with some people. Mm-hmm. With me, it is not. I have the exact opposite response to these noises. I feel sick to my stomach. I think it's obnoxious. I hate it. All of it sounds like nails on a chalkboard. I have yet to find a video where I like the noises that are coming out of there. And I have watched a lot of these in preparation for this particular episode.
Okay.
So I thought we'd just dig right in. Do we want to hear some ASMR?
Sure. Because, nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, I just want to give you. That's, why not?
Go for Thanos. Good for you.
Indeed, Thanos. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Let's start off with, this is an ASMR scenario where someone is getting knocked out. They're pretending that you're getting knocked out.
Knocked out.
This is an example of really bad ASMR.
Okay.
This girl is probably no older than 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing a scenario where she knocks you out and then you wake up and she has done some medical procedure on you.
What?
She's 11 or 12. Maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, good. You're finally up. You're at my photo shoot, silly. There's the lights up there. There's a green screen behind you.
Oh, you're at the photo shoot. I'm sorry. Not the doctor's thing. You're at the photo shoot.
I'm sorry, you're naked. This girl's 11. What do you know about photo shoots?
Oh, there you are. You just woke up in my photo shoot. I was just placing your dead body in a particular arrangement. I was sticking carrots up your ass.
Lots of people hire people like me to knock people like you unconscious, make them pretty, take a picture, and then knock you unconscious and you wake up at home.
Where is this child's parents?
What?
What the fuck is going on here? No. This is insane.
Oh my God. Wait, I know there's people out there that you knock out, then you make them pretty, and then they wake up. What?
Where did you learn this?
Yeah.
I have never heard of a service that knocks you out, makes you pretty, and then takes you pictures.
Right.
I think that's called a rapist. I mean, like, this is really strange for an 11 or 12 year old girl to be yes. documenting this kind of content.
Yes.
Where are these parents? Where?
You know how hard it was to get this big flowy dress on you? Especially while you were unconscious? It was tough work, but luckily I make pretty good money off this.
What? She makes pretty good money in theory from the photo shoot?
Yes, in theory she's playing pretend.
Okay.
If my son starts playing pretend like this.
Do you know how hard it was to get this big flowy dress?
Do you know how hard it was to take your arm off with a saw? But don't worry, I make really good money doing this. Yeah. Doesn't matter how old I am. You don't have an arm anymore. You bitch. Now lay there and take it.
This is like a horror movie, like Saw.
Oh my God, this girl is crazy.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to put on some makeup, some jewelry, get some props.
This is under the term ASMR, but like within 3 seconds, she loses the ASMR, and now it's just a weird story? Like fantasy video,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But because I don't hear any noises that are particularly pleasant, and there's an air conditioner going off in the background,
yeah.
And like, it sounds like she's in a water, you know, it sounds like she's in a fishbowl.
And then we'll be all good to go. So we should probably start with the makeup.
We should probably start with the fact that you're knocking people out and taking their pictures.
Right.
Yeah. We should probably start with an explanation as to why I'm knocked out on the floor. How's that? Can we start with a phone call to 911?
Right.
Our Child Protective Services? She's rubbing brushes up against the microphone. Like, you get how this goes, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But like,
okay.
Somebody is attracted to the sound of makeup going on.
Stop struggling. I'm not going to hurt you.
You already did.
Stop struggling. I'm not going to hurt you.
God. Stop struggling. The propofol will be back soon. Stop struggling. This is perfectly normal. I'm 11. What do you got to worry about? I just get paid to knock people out, put on their makeup, and take a picture.
Right.
Some people like you are so silly.
You sound like a creepy little girl.
Some guy hired me to get this. He said he wanted someone with your exact hair color, so that's what he got.
What in the good fuck is going on here?
That's like Silence of the Lambs.
Babe, this is like, this is holy shit.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good, but I want to listen.
Someone should alert her parents.
So I hope someone, I mean, this video has like, I think if I remember correctly, has like 35,000 views.
Jeez.
So somebody out, and many likes. So somebody out there is enjoying this content.
Mm.
If you enjoy this content, you're just as fucked up as this little girl is. She needs therapy, not a YouTube channel.
I don't know what he's going to do with your picture. I'm not allowed to ask that. I'm actually part of a really huge company that does stuff like this. If you hear barking...
It's called Facebook.
If you hear a barking dog, it's called Facebook.
If you feel something gnawing on your toes, it's just my German Shepherd. You broke Facebook's terms of service. We're here to knock you out and take your picture.
That's probably our guard dog. Isn't this color so pretty?
No! No, it's not. I want to go
home. I'm just
going
to put some roses.
Stop struggling,
you.
Brian.
I'm
going to
make the background.
Stop struggling, Brian. You can't move your eye. You can't move your arms anyway.
You're so silly.
Blink your eyes once if you like what I'm saying. You're so silly. You're so silly. Yes, I did chop your penis off. It's okay. I have it here on ice. We can put it back on later.
Rose garden. That's why you have a red dress. He should have gone with red eyeshadow to match, but he wanted blue eyeshadow, so that's what he gets.
Who is he?
He is some fake guy that paid her to do this.
This is weird.
She is fucked up, man. Okay, we'll move on to the next
one. Weird, yeah.
Yeah, okay, ready? Now, let's do ASMR bedtime.
This is
bedtime. Yeah, that's good. We'll relax for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sleep. Who goes to sleep to this shit?
So, to begin, I have these. You're so golden, babe. Eye masks.
is she hawking her eye mask right away?
Immediately.
Immediately.
So, to begin with, I have this product.
To start off with, Bud Light has 17 calories. That cool, refreshing taste you've come to know. To start off with, Mrs. Butterworth's candies are good for any occasion.
Yeah.
To start off with, the My Pillow guy is offering 50% off his pillows. And a free I Fucked America sticker.
Huh?
Before I open this, I'm going to remind you to subscribe and like to the channel. Visit me on Instagram. Are you sleepy yet? Before you fall asleep, I want to let you know that there's 50% off all dildos at bobsdildos.com.
Pin your hair back with these little clips.
Clips! Are those for sale too?
These clips are from Target. Target has 50% off all clips.
It's just basically whispering.
That's right. Just whisper.
Just whisper.
You're too loud.
There we go. Now your hair has been back.
Why is everyone doing something to somebody in these videos?
There you go. Now there your hair's back.
Now your eyeballs are gone.
There you go.
There you go. Now I pulled all your teeth.
Shh. Don't say anything.
Shh. I donated your testicles to John Hopkins Research. There you go.
There you go.
Are you tired yet? While you're recovering from the pain, I wanted to let you know that Quick Trip is the best place to get gas station on any trip. Quick Trip. We got gas.
And you did just wash your face.
Did you wash your face with Dove soap? Because Dove soap is... Dove soap wants you to... Dove soap wants to let you know that it doesn't matter how big you are, you can still use Dove soap. Thanks.
I mean, it looks like you have no makeup on, so I assumed... Yeah, okay, cool.
What is that?
This is glitter hydrogel under eye.
Oh my god.
I just wanted to let you know that today we're sponsored by Dina's stripper glitter. Dina, she's a stripper. She feels your pain. 50% off all Dina's stripper glitter at stripperglitter.com.
Oh god. Can't get them open.
They're really cool, only I can't get them open. Yeah. Can you hold this for a sec? Oh, I'm sorry, you're not real.
Oh, it's slimy. Ew.
Speaking of slime, I want to let you know that country crock butter is 50% slime, 50% cholesterol. It's also 50% off at Target.
They'll help, don't worry. I'm just going to put it right under your eye.
Do they all act like they're talking to you?
They all act like you're talking. Well, most of them act like they're talking to you because that's the thing. They're trying to get you to have a sensory response. I'll give you another example.
Okay.
Let's do one for medical. This is very popular to have an exam. You're having an exam or you're in a you're in a doctor's office.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, welcome. Miss again. Have you been here before?
Okay, so here, let me give you the setup. Okay, there's one girl that's being the doctor and one girl that's being the patient. The doctor is speaking with this accent. I think it's a British accent or something like that. But the doctor speaks with a British accent. And then the patient at times speaks in a different language. She's like responding in a different language. This is a really strange ASMR. And I don't know about any of you out there. And I realize we're talking all over this. But I'm getting no reaction from these videos except this is just fucked up.
Yeah.
Listen, not fucked up in the sense that like anybody's harming anybody. And if you like this, okay, cool. But to me, like, I don't get any pleasure or enjoyment out of listening to this at all. It just sounds like weird people whispering in my ear.
It's just whispering.
And making strange.
All right. Is that what she was doing?
Here, I'm going to lick your testicles. I'm going to spit on your back. Let me stick a wet finger in your ear. How do you like that?
Okay, how old are you?
7 years.
Okay. And what city did you live in?
This is completely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but if they weren't whispering, it would just be two people acting out a doctor's visit.
It would be two people badly acting out a doctor's visit. Yeah, me too. But like the pen rolling across the thing, like there's a lot of people that apparently that like, you know, the clipboard, when the nurses come in and they write on the clipboard, that is attractive to them. Like they like that sound. Who are these people and what are they thinking?
I don't know.
They must have a different vibe, a different makeup than the rest of us than some of us, because I don't get this whatsoever.
No.
I don't understand how this is attractive. It sounds like an annoying girl whispering way too loudly in a very sensitive microphone and then scribbling all over a piece of cardboard.
Gee, the pen to me sounds jarring.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's not soothing.
Not at all.
Yes,
Perfect.
Have I annoyed you completely? Well, here, listen to my chain rattle.
Is that working? We should start an ASMR channel.
We should.
We should. And see how popular we
are. ASMR.
TCB ASMR. Another episode of the Commercial Break!
We'll just whisper our podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Chrissy. Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
Thanks, everybody, for joining www.tcbpodcast.com. Today, we're going to talk about whisper wolves. Make sure you call 661 Bessie. Oh, yeah. Do you want a stick sticker? Here's a little raccoon chewing your face off.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Let me write on this piece of paper.
Right.
How does that sound to you?
Yeah, you can just do anything but whisper.
Yeah.
And then it's obnoxious. Considered ASMR.
Here's bad ASMR.
Hello. Everybody, welcome back to another A.
Sounds like she's holding in a fart. Like,
hello, welcome back to ASMR. I hope this goes quick because I have bad gas and this microphone's really sensitive. This is my third take. I'm going to shit myself.
Oh, God. There's probably an audience for that.
Oh, I know there's an audience for that. I know some people who would be an audience for that. I told you that one time about a guy who came out and admitted that he liked like people to shit on his chest.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Video, if you guys, today.
It's so stupid. It's the worst. This is the worst video I've ever seen, I've ever heard. It's so stupid. I don't get it. Yeah. Can someone call in and tell us what you like about ASMR, please?
Yeah. 661 Or at least point us in the direction of something you consider good.
Yeah, point us in the direction of something that would give us an auditory response. Yes. Because I'm obviously picking the bad versions of this, but I don't know what good is.
Right.
Because none of this turns me on at all. And I don't mean turn me on like, you know, a boner at the restaurant. I'm talking about turns me on like in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
Am I attracted to this type of video or noises? And this girl just, you know, bestie,
yeah,
my name is Brian.
We should try and do it.
We should do TCB ASMR. Yes. Okay, that's it. We're going to do a TCB ASMR video coming up on the YouTube channel, youtube.com.
We'll just put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll just put it up on YouTube. Yeah, I'm not going to subject you to that on the podcast. This is bad enough.
So, today's video, I'm going to be doing some mouth sounds because basically, three times I filmed a mouth sounds.
I see dead people.
I feel cotton mouth, people. I should have had some water. You know those people who smoke weed and they smoke weed and it's like they have like dry rice in their mouth. They're like,
are their lips stick to their teeth?
I know. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
That's the worst. And you know what the worst is when you get cotton mouth, like right before you're about to go talk on stage.
Yeah.
And no matter how much water you drink, you can't get rid of the cotton mouth.
It's the worst, too, if you get a little scratch, a tickle in your throat.
Yeah.
Okay, true story. This happened to me the other day. This is a side note.
Okay.
We'll take a break from whispering for a minute.
Why? I'm having fun. So,
I went to the dentist and, you know, mask required, whatever. I walk in there and I'm like, oh no, I've got a little tickle in my throat. And, you know, the more that you think about it, the worse it's going to get.
Yep.
So I finally was like, shit. And so I went outside and I was trying to cough it out.
You know?
I was like, and I didn't want to be coughing inside the dentist
because
people think you've got COVID.
They freak out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I came back in. still, I came back in and she's like, Kristen Bransford? Yeah. I was like, yes.
And I'm like, ah.
I came back there. I was like, I'm so sorry. You guys, please have some water, please. Please. I was like, I don't, you're going to hear me cough, but I don't, I'm not sick.
It's weird that we have to explain that to people. I remember when the virus first came out and I went to the store one time and I went with Matty and Matty was coughing. Not, but I think just because he's a kid, he was just like having that kid cough. Yeah. But people were looking at us weird. I'm telling you what. Here, let's listen to a little bit more, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Okay, sounds good.
But it's always been a headphones microphone, and like recently three times, but it's never ever been like good. Because I can't hear myself when I'm using like the little one.
I can't even understand anything she's saying.
I don't understand a fucking word she's saying. I think she said she called her friend about a microphone. But clearly, drink a glass of water. Jeez. Yeah. Like, you're talking with your all kind of weird, like. Welcome to my channel. I hope you enjoy my ASMR. And then she's repeating random words. She's like, welcome to my ASMR.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have to go to the store, store.
I know, it's just, they're just talking.
They're just talking in a really low voice. Yeah. But again, maybe you're attracted to it, so maybe you and I can come up with
Let's do it. Let's see how many views we get.
S-M-R. So I had this thing when my kids were little, and it worked every time. I would count backwards from 30 over and over again to put them to sleep. Mm-hmm. But the longer that I counted, the more intonated the numbers would get. Let me give you an example. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26. And then the next time, it'd be like
30, 29, 29, 29, 29, 28, 27,
go the fuck to sleep.
24. Isn't there a book?
There is this book by Morgan Freeman. No,
right?
Not Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson. It's called Go the Fuck to Sleep. Yeah. And it's a great book. It really is. And it lets you know that, you know, that you're not the only one out
there. Right. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Okay. Two more seconds of this girl. Okay. I just want to see what else she has to say because I don't understand a word already.
Yeah. Also, if you can't tell, I've cut my hair and I've dyed it a tiny bit.
What? So it sounds like she's like breathing in and
you
talking.
Can't tell something.
What if I just made quacking noises? Quack, 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 quack. ASMR duck. Quack, 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 quack. Or yip, 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 yip,
yip, yip, yip, yip, yip, yip. We've got to do it.
We're doing it. We're doing an ASMR video.
Yeah.
Commercial break is really going to get into ASMR. We're going to be the new ASMR leaders.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be.
Space. Gonna,
some of these videos have millions of views.
That's crazy.
We can't get 100,000. What the fuck? Are we that bad? I think it's just YouTube's algorithm is caught on.
Yeah.
They're like, not that commercial break, people. Not showing that to anybody. Fuck those guys. But subscribers continue to come. Thank you so much, Chrissy and I are going to be making live appearances here. Not like an actual show where you pay tickets, but we're going to be making live appearances.
We're
going to
be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium coming up. We'd like
We just sold out Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You didn't hear about it? That's because it was
It went quick.
Just our friends and family. That's it. All 100,000 of them. Did you see where the girls got to eat people? Sold out the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Amazing. Congratulations. Best to them.
Press to you, Ashley Heseltine.
Yes.
Yes. I know we. Yeah. Anyway, they sold out the Tabernacle, and I think that's just such a cool thing. I would really love to do that. Yeah. But I'm not sure our 60 listeners are going to sell out the Tabernacle.
Not yet.
We have lots of listeners, but they're spread out.
Right.
Yeah. Very spread out.
Denmark.
Okay, here is the deal. We're going to be live at certain places. We'll let you know on our Instagram at The Commercial Break. If you see us there, maybe you can catch a sticker. If you'd like a sticker. Sticker number one is out currently in honor of Mempho, where we'll be on October 1st through the 3rd. You can buy tickets at memphofest.com if they're still available. I actually honestly don't know if they're still available. But if you're going to be there, please let us know. We would love to see you. You can come up and grab your first edition sticker. You can
maybe be on the show too. We're going to have a traveling COVID safely disinfected COVID microphone.
We're going to be recording episodes at Menfo. We're also going to be going live from Fireside. So make sure to download Fireside, the audio social app Fireside. There's a couple different apps named Fireside. So make sure you do the one. And if you want a link, it's in our show notes at tcbpodcast.com. So meet us there or meet us anywhere. That's one way to get a sticker. Number two is you rate review on your favorite podcast platform. Send us a screenshot of that to 661, the word best, the number two, the word yo. That's 661 best to yo. Or the third way that you can get a sticker is if you call and leave us a message at 661 best to yo. Oh, I forgot the other way is if you buy something from one of our sponsors and you send us the receipt or send us a picture, best to yo, 661 best to yo. Those are the only ways that you can get a sticker, and you're going to want them because they go one through whatever. And we're on number
one. Soothe Bees is going to be calling one day.
Soothe Bees is going to be calling. And will you have all of the TCB stickers?
You're going to want a complete set.
You're going to want a complete set.
You're going to want it.
So you're going to want to do at least one of those things every time we come out with a new sticker. And we appreciate it. Hey, I want to say thank you to a number of people who have been writing in and giving us content suggestions and telling us all about the wonderful things and quoting things that we say on the show. It's really nice to have people engaging in the show like this.
Get some feedback.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of fun responding. You know, sometimes one of the people here responds, and sometimes I respond directly or Chrissy responds. It's so great. So text us, 661 best to yo, or leave a message with the phrase best to you, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com, read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, watch all the video and listen to all the audio. All from one location. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Subscribe and comment on the videos if you would. We actually cut them up now in digestible pieces, so like 4 clips per episode. Mm-hmm. And we would love it if you would comment on your favorite video, as some people do. So that's all I got to say for today. Oh, I wanted to say thank you to our good friends at CastBox. It's an amazing application. Third largest podcast provider in the world, castbox.fm.
Congrats to CastBox.
Yeah, thanks to our good friends Valentina and Catherine and everybody over there for all of the wonderful support they give the show. And we just want to say thank you to CastBox.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so now, what else can I do today?
I think that's it, Brian.
I think we have won ourselves an Arnold Schwarzenegger. We have won ourselves an Arnold Schwarzenegger Physical Fitness Award.
Yes, we have.
Just for showing up today.
That's right.
I'll never get that rope, that boner rope. I'll never get the boner rope award. It's never going to happen. It came, it went, just like my boner. Came and it went. It went and it came. I'm not sure which happened first, but you know how it goes. Okay, that's all we can do for today. So I will say this. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to yo.
And best to yo out there in the podcast audience. 661, best to yo. Get your stickers. Until next time.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.